Isaiah chapter 2. This is the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem. It will come to pass in the last days, the mountain of Yahweh's house will be established in the top of the mountains, and will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow towards it. And many people will go and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion will go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh will go forth from Jerusalem. And he will judge among the nations, and will rebuke many people. And they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, and neither will they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, you come, and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. Therefore you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are replenished from the east, and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, and neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man bows down, and the great man humbles himself. And for this reason, do not forgive them. Enter into the rock, and hide yourself in the dust for fear of Yahweh, and for the honor of his excellency. The lofty looks of man will be humbled, and the haughtiness of men will be bowed down, and Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. For the day of Yahweh of hosts will be upon every one who is proud and lofty, and upon every one who is lifted up, and he will be brought low, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, and upon every high tower, and upon every fenced wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all pleasant pictures. And the loftiness of man will be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men will be made low, and Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols he will utterly abolish, and they will go into the holes of the rocks, and into the caves of the earth, for fear of Yahweh, and for the honor of his excellency, when he rises up to shake terribly the earth. In that day a man will throw his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they each one have made for them himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats, to go into the clefts of the rocks, and into the tops of the ragged rocks, for fear of Yahweh, and for the honor of his excellency, when he rises up to shake terribly the earth. Cease from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for in what way is he able to be accounted of? End of chapter 2.